Hello, good evening.
Good evening.
And how are you on this Thursday in June? It is summer. Is it summer yet? Not yet. Almost summer. It's still spring.
I call this summer already, so.
I mean, we already had an 80-degree day here in Boston, so, I mean, yeah.
It's been like 88, 90 in Jersey.
Yeah, it's, I don't know what Mother Nature is playing at, but, yeah. I feel like she skipped spring. Like, she was like, I don't need this. I disagree with her, but I feel like that's what she decided.
Yeah, I kind of wanted spring more back at work, and now it's just hot, 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 hot.
I like spring personally, because it gives the trees and everything a chance, and plants and stuff, the water that they need, and it's not as hot, and I don't know. I like spring because I'm not a big summer girl. I don't like being hot. So I feel like we jumped from winter straight to summer. And who knows how long summer's going to last. But it started in April. So who knows? Although supposedly the hot was supposed to kill the coronavirus. So maybe. Yeah. Who knows?
We'll see.
We will. We will indeed see. If that is what happens, but I don't know. So, a lot's been going on in the world. I saw a post on Facebook, and it was like, it only took all 50 states, like 20 countries, and something else for them to get all four of the cops arrested. So, I guess protesting works.
True.
For all those naysayers out there about protesting,
protesting helps. That's what needed to be done. I would say, if anyone wants to watch a clip, I would say watch the clip from American Gods as he's explaining to the slaves on the slave ship. Anger gets shit done.
Anger does get things done. Anger is what's always gotten things done. I mean, for people, like, what I didn't get for the people who, well, let me say this. So the last time we filmed was early May, and we were talking about people being stupid about not wanting to stay home and safe about coronavirus. And now, we were saying, hey, there are reasons sometimes why you have to do certain things. But for me, it was the people who were up in arms about following rules and wanting to use their Second Amendment rights to protest rules of safety. Those people, to me, got super silent when we said, hey, there's something that we're mad about. Let's protest. And the government or some factions of the government were trying to put the kibosh on that. Where were those people?
Nowhere to be found.
Like, it's confusing. Like, what are you guys actually, like, this was your moment, Second Amendmenters. And this was your moment to be like, see, we told you. They're coming. Like, we would have been like, yes, you're right. Thank you. Come help us. They were like, no, you guys should stay home. Like, wait, what? You were just out here in front of the courthouse with your guns. What happened?
Me, I'm personally waiting for the moment when Trump decides to, you know, put military forces on the ground. And then I was really...
He's not going to be able to do that. He's not going to be able to do that. He wants to, but that's never going to happen.
I think he's crazy enough to do it, and I kind of... because I want to see.
He's not going to be able to do it. The military is not going to let him do that.
You think he won't get rid of the generals and get new generals in who will do what he says?
He's gonna try to do that, but that's not easy to do. Like, there are rules in place, despite what people think. There are rules in place, and he doesn't have a whole lot of time. Like, it is June. You know what I mean? Like, he can't do it instantly. He has to. There are protocol, and I don't care what Barr is telling him or what kind of control Barr thinks he has, but, like, you can't. Things don't happen instantly, and there are committees, and we do have three levels of government. Like, it can't happen overnight.
The man,
it's not a 2-hour action movie.
The man's talking a third term to some people.
He's crazy. That's true.
Yeah, so I'm like, I'm at the point where it's like this. If he loses, most likely he will lose, but Will he try not to leave? I mean, like,
I think they have contingencies planned in. I think they're preparing for that eventuality.
I really hope so.
Me too. Me too.
It's gonna be nuts.
No, I think they have contingency plans in place for that. It's really encouraging to see how people came together. I'm sure a lot of people had to clean up their friends lists over this past week, though, as they found that they had friends that did not align with their political view, not even political views, their moral views and values. I think some people had to get rid of some dead weight this week, as you should do over time. You know, you mature and you learn things about people, you gotta clean it out. Snakes in the grass, man.
I've been cleaning my friends list since Trump's been in office.
I think we definitely all have. Oh, man, I miss movies. I miss going to the movie theater and eating popcorn and drinking ices and watching movies so much.
Well, do you have a Cinemark near you at all?
Yes.
Well, they'll be open this month.
Yeah, I'm not going, but that's nice to know.
Yeah.
Movie theaters are the most gross places, let me just say. Like, prior to coronavirus, movie theaters are not clean. Like, they were never the cleanest of places. So I don't trust them to be clean.
Yeah, I don't trust Cinemark because they're saying people aren't required to wear a mask. Only they're not the people.
Yeah, no, I don't trust movie theaters. Like, movie theater floors are always sticky. Like, always. Like, why? Like, why is it always sticky?
It's just always sticky.
Always. Like, first movie of the day at 11 a.m., the floor is sticky. What happened? Did you not clean it last night? Is there not a sweep through in the morning? What's going on?
They probably most likely had to not clean it up, like, get someone to do it in the morning and just left it. And they never do it again. No one ever cleans it up. It's just always going to be sticky no matter what.
Like, I feel like they only clean it when some little kid drops, like, all the popcorn and then they just sweep. I don't know, whatever. It's always sticky. It's always gross. So, no thanks. No. I remember where the last time I went to movies, the last movie I saw in the movie theater was Onward. So that was my last movie experience. And now that I think back to it, I should have done it in the 4D theater because I had that option, but I did not do it.
I forget.
Would have been cool.
Movie. I really do. It's been a minute. It was probably a screener.
But there's so many movies that are supposed to come out that I was going to see that, you know, I guess it got pushed back to the fall. So we'll see them then, I guess. But I think I'm going to try to find a drive-in movie theater. And since I've actually never been to a drive-in movie theater, so that'll be a fun experience. So I'm going to try to find a drive-in movie theater and do that and see whatever is playing there. Some old movie, I'm sure.
Yeah, they have some movies out. I think the closest one to me is like an hour and a half away.
Yeah, man. Excuse me. So what else have you been watching?
A lot of Netflix. Been watching some of the documentary series. The one on Epstein.
Yeah, I saw that. I'm not mentally ready to watch that one, but I heard it was very interesting.
Yeah. Clinton, you might need to kind of just say like, hey, you were on the island and that's it, but you didn't do anything.
I mean, I think a lot of people were, I mean, the same thing with his plane, right? And I think he did that on purpose. Like, if you muddy the water by having people on the island, on the plane, who weren't actually doing the stuff, then you muddy the water and people can't, like, pin you to anything because you implicate everybody.
Yeah, I was, like, seeing some of the celebrities that were on there. I was like, really, Chris Tucker, you were on the plane?
Yeah, but he was only on the plane because he was going to Africa to help with the Africa trip. Like, that, I mean, it's not, I don't know. It's a really good plan. Like, you use the tool of destruction for good so that if anybody checks the records, all of these people's names are muddied. Like I said, muddy the water.
Yeah.
I it was an excellent plan. And it works because what I saw, Chris Tucker's name was trending, Naomi Campbell's name was trending, and I'm like, really? You guys really believe? I mean, whatever. People, and that's the other thing too. We can talk really quickly about this cancel culture that we have, which isn't real. Like, nobody gets canceled. Like, the only person, I was talking to some friends about this, the only person who has been canceled and has stayed canceled, like, across the board, like, I don't see anyone standing for them, is Kevin Spacey.
Well, of course Kevin Spacey ain't never coming back.
Right, but I'm saying, like, there are still people who are rooting for R. Kelly for whatever fucking reason. There are still people who ride with Michael. There are still people, there are still people who watch Woody Allen movies. There are still people who ride with Bill Cosby. There are still, you know what I mean? Like, there's still people who are going to listen to Doja Cat. There's still people who listen to Kanye. So, I mean, like, no, but, like, Kevin Spacey is literally the only person I can think, I mean, and maybe, and Harvey Weinstein. Kevin Spacey and Harvey Weinstein are not, even Louis C.K., people went to his shows. So even Louis C.K. is getting allowed to come back.
Yeah, people are buying his special still. I'm like, oh, no.
So I'm just saying, Kevin Spacey has been people are like, no, absolutely not. And I'm like, I mean, I don't completely understand because, like, I don't know. I mean, I know what happened, but I'm just like, wow, like, we just said, fuck him. It was like, and then we were done. But, like, there are other people who've done things and people are like, forgot, I guess.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm surprised no one is canceling Russell Simmons right now because all his shit.
Who?
Russell Simmons.
Yeah, yeah, that's another one. Like, I don't know. I mean, 45 isn't canceled. He's still president. And look at his list of things. So, I don't know. Cancel culture is weird to me.
They tried to cancel Fallon last week.
Who? Oh, yeah, that made me mad because that was just someone saying, that was just some right-wingers being mad about people attacking or coming for conservatives and saying, well, how come you didn't come for Jimmy? That was, like, the 90s, and it was on television. And not to say that it wasn't bad. Of course it was, but, like, this is 20, like, if you're, like, you're doing it today versus him having done it then. Like, you can't, that's not comparable. And then, like, he wouldn't do that now. And we know that he wouldn't do that now. So you need to take that into account. And the fact that the same network fired, well, not fired, yeah, fired Megyn Kelly for the same thing, like, stop it.
Exactly. I mean, like, people really, like, once they see certain people in blackface, I'm like, really? Like, this was, like, years ago. Like, I seen online, oh, it was, like, 3 weeks ago, people were trying to cancel Robert Downey Jr. I was like, no, you can't cancel Robert Downey Jr. He did that for a reason in a movie because of showing
if
how
you
bad
don't understand the joke of Tropical Thunder, then you don't get to talk about it. Like, people who brought that up didn't get the joke.
Nope.
But yeah, I saw that. Like, no, first of all, no one's canceling Robert Downey Jr. Like, no one, first of all, he was already canceled and then came back. Like, he's already had his canceling. Like, he had his canceling and then he came back. So you can't cancel him again. he's already did that. All right. Netflix shows that I've watched. I saw, I tried to watch Space Force. It's super weird. I watched two episodes and I don't think it's for me.
It's all right to me so far. I'm like okay, it's for it. The monkey thing was hilarious to me.
No.
I was no.
I hate monkeys, so I was upset immediately.
I was upset that the monkey ate the dog though.
Okay, spoiler alert. Sorry, guys. Spoiler alert. Yeah, the monkey thing was not okay, is what I will say. The whole monkey situation was gross. I watched History 101, which is a documentary series about different things. That was pretty cool. I watched Patton Oswalt's comedy special.
I gotta check.
I liked that. That was good. And then the lady who had done Nanette, she has a new comedy special, so I watched that. Her name is Hannah Gadsby, and her new show is called Douglas. It's named after her dog. It's really good. She's hilarious. That is everything on Hulu. I mean, sorry, on Netflix. On Hulu, I finished Mrs. America. I really, really like that. I think everyone should watch it because it was really good. I am watching The Great, which is about Catherine the Great. Also very good. Yeah, I'm definitely watching more TV than I normally do. But I've been reading a lot too because, you know, my book club and everything. So I'm still not watching as much TV as everyone else is. But there's some good things out there. So that's cool. Like I didn't watch Lovebirds. Oh, I didn't watch John Henry, which I refuse to watch John Henry because the only John Henry I acknowledge is the Disney movie. So, yeah.
Yeah, I was going to watch John Henry only because of another podcast that I listened to. And even they gave up. It's like, yeah, we're not doing John Henry this week because that movie is just bad. It's just like not funny bad. It's just terrible bad. I was like, oh. Good. I didn't have to suffer through that. I did watch Lovebirds. I have to say, Kumail and Issa Rae have amazing chemistry, and I think their chemistry was better than Issa Rae and Lakeith Stanfield in The Photograph.
Yeah, I mean, I can believe that, but I don't know how else to say that. I can believe that, I guess. I don't know. I haven't seen either one of them, but I like him as an actor. Issa, I don't think I've seen her in anything, but Insecure. And I kind of feel like she just plays herself. So I don't know.
Yeah, but I'd say Photograph really should have been in theaters. I was like, yeah, I would have went to theaters to see the Photograph. I mean, not the Photograph. Lovebirds. I would definitely.
You are the only person I have heard say that. Every other person that I have talked to has said, yeah, it was good that this went straight to Netflix because it's a Netflix movie. It looks like that. What was that other movie with the kid with the potty mouth?
Kareem.
Yeah, it looks like Kareem, Coffee and Cream. It looks like Coffee and Kareem.
No, that movie, Coffee and Cream, was okay, but the Lovebirds was way better. I was like, yeah, this is a good movie, and it's actually like a good movie where you're like seeing people who've been in like a relationship for like 4 years. I'm like, and kind of like just kind of like seeing from their perspective and certain things. It's like, this is a good movie. I would have enjoyed that in the theater in a crowd with a lot of people.
Yeah, I probably wouldn't have seen it.
Kareem and Coffee, that movie. Yeah, that's like a Netflix. That could have been a Crackle movie.
I wouldn't have seen that one either. Just not in my wheelhouse. I don't know. I don't like, I don't do those relationship movies anyway. What else did I see? I don't know. I guess I'm missing my superhero movie. I'm missing my sci-fi and fantasy stuff. Like, I'm going through sci-fi fantasy withdrawal. Where's my, although I wasn't excited for Black Widow, so my, but where's my Wonder Woman? Where's my, what else were we waiting for?
Tenet.
What?
Tenet.
Tenet?
Yeah, Tenet. Christopher Nolan's movie with John David Washington.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Oh my goodness. This is literally going to be the one movie that, if
movie. Did you say Tenet?
Yes.
Like a tenant in an apartment?
It's called Tenet. It's the new Christopher Nolan movie that's supposed to come out next month. Do you not follow Christopher Nolan movies at all?
I'm not following directors like that, no. And definitely not him.
Why? What's wrong
with Nolan? I mean, why would I be following him? Okay. Why would I be?
So you didn't like Batman, didn't like Interstellar, didn't like...
I mean, I like them. I'm not like going out of my way to like, oh my God, I gotta know what the next Christopher Nolan movie is. Like, I don't care.
A bad movie.
Oh, this is not... Oh, I thought we were talking about sci-fi. This is a spy movie. This is not... It's, no thanks.
It's almost like... what's the one...
Movie. It literally says upcoming spy film. It's an action thriller.
With sci-fi elements of rewinding time and stuff like that.
Yes. Yeah, no. Didn't hear anything about it. Literally heard nothing about it. I could do with another Inception, though.
Yeah, because that's like everyone, that's what everyone's comparing you to, Inception.
No, you know what I could do with another one of, what was that one with the pill? The pill that made you super smart.
Limitless?
Yes, I could do with another Limitless type movie.
I wish Netflix would have picked up the TV show. Like, it was good. The TV show was really good on CBS, and even like Bradley Cooper came in for like a few episodes, like two episodes. I was like, oh, this is awesome. I was like, why not Netflix? You should have picked it up. It was so good.
Yeah, I think I've only seen the Batman trilogy and Memento.
You never. Yep.
That's it. I didn't see The Prestige because there was another movie. It was The Prestige, and there was another movie that was like almost exactly the same as The Prestige. That came out at the same time, and I think I saw the other one because I was like, they're the same movie. But that's it. So yeah, Christopher Nolan is not like high on my list of like movie Prestige. People.
Prestige. Than The Illusionist.
And yes,
Yes. And I was like, yeah, The Prestige is a fantastic movie as long as you don't know, as long as no one spoils like the ending for you. And it's like, this is perfect.
Yeah.
I think that's in my top five favorite movies of all time. It's Prestige.
But no, I think, let's see. Another director, I don't know. I guess I don't know if there's like there's certain actors and actresses, I guess, I'll perk up if I hear they're in a movie. Like I'm usually, if Emma Thompson is in something, I'm usually like, okay, that's probably going to be good. She picks good things and she's a really good actress. I'm usually excited to see, trying to think of a male actor who, like, oh, Christian Bale usually doesn't disappoint. He puts his all in there. Director wise, I don't know. I think I've seen everything that Spike Lee has made up until mid 2000s, and then I haven't seen any of his recent things.
You should check out his the TV series he did though. She Gotta Have It.
It's on my list. I have to mentally prepare myself for some of the things I've heard about it. But yeah. I do like Jon Favreau. I do like what Jon Favreau does. Obviously. I guess I've seen more of the Bang Bang Shoot 'Em Up guys movies. What's his name? The guy who did Transformers. What's his name?
Michael Bay.
Yeah, I feel like I've seen more of his movies, which is disgusting because he's horrible. But I've probably seen more of his movies than Christopher Nolan. Oh, and then J.J. Abrams. I've seen his movies. I like him. I probably would go see. Oh, I'm gonna go see anything that Rain. What's his name? The guy who made Knives Out.
Rian Johnson.
Anything Rian Johnson makes, I'm probably gonna be like, yep, sure, whatever it is. Yes. Because I've not been disappointed ever.
I'm waiting for, I think JJ's next project is the one he did, he's producing with Jordan Peele. And the woman who co-created the Underground for a new HBO show called Lovecraft Country. It's like
Lovecraft Country is amazing. So you know, I'm not a scary movie person at all, but I read some Lovecraft books. So Lovecraft's real messed up, like as far as like racism, whatever. But the idea behind Lovecraft Country is so good. Like, so, so, so good. Because I've read some similar books that take Lovecraft ideas and mix it with black culture. And, like, the concept is so amazing. I'm not into the scary stuff, but, like, that show intrigues me so much. Plus, that actress, she's just so good. She's good at, like, she has the... I don't know, the makeup, I don't know, she's good at scary. Like, ever since Eve's Bayou, she's good at that, like, mystery suspense. Isn't that Jesse's sister?
Yeah, Journey.
Yeah, she's good. I'm a big fan of her, actress-wise.
Yep, she's a good Smollett.
I'm a big fan. But, yeah, that's going to be a good show. I know that you're going to eat that up. So you can tell me all about it because I will not be watching, but I will support it and tell everybody to watch it. I just don't want any nightmares, so I'm good.
Yeah, I want to see, like, the lead dude in it. He's the fresh face I don't think I've seen in stuff before. Then I see Journey. Then I see Michael K. Williams.
Oh, it's going to be good. It's going to be a good show. Like, when I saw that was coming, I was like, that is such a good idea. It's going to be so good. It looks, I mean, the trailer for it is amazing. So that's going to be excellent. What was I going to say? What else? What else? What else? What else? Mandalorian needs to hurry up.
Yeah, that's not going to be until, I think, probably October.
What am I supposed to do all summer without any Marvel?
I don't know. They resume filming next month. I know that for the last bit of Winter Soldier show and WandaVision. I just saw
something. I need my Marvel now.
Yeah. I kind of want to see what's going to happen because I know that Evan Peters is in WandaVision, apparently.
Mm.
So I'm like, wait, what? I'm like, oh. But I know it's like the multiverse type thing since Wanda's going to do all this other stuff, like create maybe probably different versions of things. So we might see Evan Peters as a Quicksilver from the X-Men Marvel movies or something. Or something completely different. He might be like a villain that starts in WandaVision, then goes to Doctor Strange.
So, mm-hmm.
But I know the Marvel stuff will be out this year. I think at best we'll probably get like Falcon Winter Soldier. If they resume filming next month, we might get that in September or October, just before the Mandalorian comes out, and then probably get WandaVision at the end in like December. So we might have like at least a good fall back end of Marvel stuff and Star Wars stuff. But I did read there is some speculation that we may have more characters from Rebels, Star Wars Rebels, coming into The Mandalorian and possibly into a spinoff show with Ahsoka, which would be interesting.
Mm.
Yeah, because you've watched Rebels, right?
Of course.
Yeah, yeah, they talked about casting Ezra Bridger and Admiral Thrawn.
Well, I mean, they did. I mean, I think they should, because they can also tie in Rogue One, so that makes sense.
Yeah. Plus, it works out because, like, with anything like Rebels and Thrawn and Ezra going into, like, the hyperspace with the space wealth, and having Sabine and Ahsoka going out to find Ezra, eventually possibly finding Ezra, and also dealing with Thrawn or something like that in that same exact time frame as the Mandalorian would be interesting. They got to see, like, maybe Thrawn had a lot of help in building up the First Order within mm-hmm. that time frame.
Mm-hmm.
Because yeah. that worked very much, like, leading up into, like, The Force Awakens and stuff like that in that time frame.
Yeah, I mean, there's so much. I just wish we had it now. Like, I want it now, but that's okay. It'll last for the rest of the year. The other thing I'm like sad about, but I understand, is like all the cons that I missed this summer that aren't happening. And then people are saying that, oh, they'll happen in the winter, but I don't think they will.
I see cons starting to. I've seen some cons are like have some like next month in Florida. I'm like, really?
I don't think that should be a thing. So BookCon happened last weekend, and they did it virtually, and it was very cool. So they had their panel discussions on Facebook Live, and I sat in on a couple of the panels, and there were like online giveaways. You just fill out forms or whatever, and you know, they drew winners and stuff. And I think it was Reed Pop's way of seeing if they could do something virtually. And, you know, I'm sure they learned from the experience to see if it's something that they can translate to, you know, NYCC or any of their other, cons, you know, if they could, like, do an Emerald City one virtually, whatever. I mean, I guess the real thing is, like, how do you get artists money, you know, besides people buying their books which people could, you know, they were linked to all the books, the authors' books and stuff. Like, you know, they've been promoting artists on their social medias, sending people to people's pages and stuff. Artists could totally take commissions online. That's what people have been doing, obviously, because that's how a lot of people make their money. And that's how all of them make their money. And then you can sell prints online, too. I mean, how do you recreate an artist alley virtually is the question. But I think they make a lot of money from photo ops with celebrities. And you can't do that in the age of Corona. So that's another thing that I guess they have to think about. But the other thing, I guess, that's filling up our time. I don't know. I just don't think that I honestly don't think that things are going to happen in the fall. Like, I'm probably not going to go to NYCC this year, which is sad because it would have been my 10th year. No, hold on. 9th year.
Mm-hmm. They haven't canceled that one yet, have they?
They haven't canceled it yet, but they also haven't started to sell tickets. And if it's supposed to happen in October, they would have started to sell tickets. They would have sold tickets in May. True. It's June. So I know some people have already purchased their tables. So perhaps they're, and some rumblings are saying that they're going to move it to December. But still, if people need to take time off, if people need to, like, plan and get hotel rooms, like, you can't, it's June. You know what I mean? Like, we need, you know what I mean? So, you need to tell us.
So true.
So, I don't know. People, I don't know what's going to happen. I think it's just going to get moved to next year. And 2020 is canceled. And this whole year is canceled. Hey, have you been watching the Verses?
Yes, I've been watching most of them. I've missed, like, the last two.
What? You missed the best two! You missed the best two. Well, I mean, the one with, Erykah Badu and Jill Scott was amazing. That was perfect. But the one with Bounty Killer and Beanie Man should have made people pay for that, because that was amazing. That was a pure concert. Like, that right there was like, I needed that for my soul. Like, we needed that before what happened the week. Like, we needed that going into the week of George Floyd. But yeah, that was so good. And then last weekend, Sunday, it was Kirk Franklin and Fred Hammond. And they, it was so good. It was so good. Because I had people who, like, aren't even religious, don't even listen to gospel music like that. And they were like, oh my goodness, like, I didn't know I knew all these songs. I'm like, yeah, man. If you watched enough movies, you've heard some of these songs. But it was really good. I don't know the drama. You heard the drama. It was supposed to be 112 versus Jagged Edge.
I listened to that one.
No, it got canceled. It didn't happen.
It did. It happened on Memorial Day.
No, it didn't.
It did. I listened to it.
Sorry, it did not happen.
They did it.
Who did it?
I know it was 112. I know 112 did their one. Yeah. I listened to that one because it was on Memorial Day.
112 versus Jagged Edge was canceled. They put out a statement.
I'm looking up right now. Or it was 112 versus someone. Because I remember listening to that one on the Versus one. I was like, yeah.
Oh, I guess two of the members were not part of it. It wasn't. Oh, so it was just two members of 112, not all of them.
Yeah, that's what it was. I was like, I know I listened to that one because I was like, let me listen to this for a little while. I was like, yep, it was the classic stuff. I was like,
so then technically it wasn't 112. It was just those two dudes.
Yeah, it was like not everyone, but it was enough people. It was like, okay, we're still gonna do this, even if no one else. I mean, even if like one person doesn't want to do it, we'll do it. I was like, oh, at least you gave, like, I'd rather have some type of entertainment than none.
Yeah, that one had technical issues, just like the Babyface and Teddy Riley one, and just like the Nelly and Ludacris one.
I don't know why Nelly thought he was gonna win.
Nelly didn't even play all of his hits, so I don't understand.
Yeah, I was like, Nelly, this is supposed to be a battle. Like, Ludacris is just walking.
You gotta come with your good stuff. Like, why are you not play all of your hits?
I think he did not. I don't think he watched any of the battles, and he was like, "Let me just play this stuff," and he plays this stuff, and it's like, "No, it's supposed to be a battle. It's like you're supposed to see who's the best, who's better. Like you could have went head to head for a couple of stuff, but not like all. He does a lot more stuff than you, and it's kind of like why he won."
Yeah. Yep.
What else is going on in the world? Do you want to discuss any of the process stuff, or
What do you mean? What do you mean? We did talk about the protest stuff.
Oh, true.
There's lots going on. I mean, I think everyone should definitely find the ways that work for them to support the causes that they believe in. It is Pride Month, and I think a lot of people are struggling with how to do Pride in the way that they normally do Pride while also being cognizant of the times that we're currently in. And I don't think that you should stifle your celebration of however you normally do Pride, but also just know that how Pride started was through riots, and it all comes down to a human rights issue. And I think sometimes people forget that, like, there are Black people who are also in the intersection of, you know, sexuality and gender fluidity. So I think it all flows together. And I think we should all be fighting for those things. So if you're, you know, on the front lines protesting, if you're donating to causes, if you're volunteering your time with certain community organizations, or if you're at home learning what you can about things because you've been ignorant to this point, all of that is good. And you should continue to do those things. But you should do something. You should do something.
Sure. We're all set.
But yeah, are you feeling better? So let me talk. You were sounding kind of sick, and we were concerned about your health, and we were gone for a while. So I want to make sure everyone knows that you are okay.
Yeah, I'm more of like, I feel like I'm at like 80%. I'm not at 100% yet. I'm getting there, but trying to get back in the swing of things after being sick. I'm like, it's taking a minute, but I'm trying to get there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, could be worse. It could have been worse. Like, I know some people whose friends who's lost parents because of having COVID right now. So I'm like, I'm just glad to be one of the lucky ones who was able to catch it and get through it and not have complications. No.
Mm-hmm. That's good. That's good. Well, I'm glad I'm glad that you were on the road to recovery, and I hope that you will continue to stay safe. Everyone else should be doing the same. We are not out of the woods yet. I know that places are slowly opening up. But, you know, I'm serious when I say I'm not going to the movie theater because it's gross in there. But I'm still going to consume what I can. There's lots of shows that we can be watching online. So this is why I want my Marvel and Star Wars stuff. But yeah, that's good. I'm glad you're feeling better. Yeah, a whole lot of stuff been going on family-wise for me. had some deaths in the family, but am healing and moving on from that and just trying to take everything in. There's a lot going on in the world, and it's really heavy, and everyone needs to be mindful of their mental space and their mental peace, and take time for yourself. Like, take mental health days if you need to, take time off if you can. And companies should be really prioritizing their employees' health, mental, physical, spiritual, all of that. So yeah, just make sure that you're doing that for yourself. 100%.
And now I'm trying to. I want to prioritize me at myself to have like mental health days to just like turn everything off and just trying to focus on myself. And a lot of people need to do that nowadays, especially with the world as it is. And hopefully, you guys can. And hopefully, listening to us might be able to put like a bright spot on your day.
Yes. Agreed. All right, sir. It has been wonderful. We will definitely try to get on a more cadence with recording now that we're both, I think, on a better schedule. And we should find a show to both watch so that we can debate it. Probably something that both of us have unique opinions on. I'm not watching anything scary, though. We'll talk.
Well, of course, you're never scary.
I'm not doing it. The world is scary enough, Rashawn.
True.
The world's scary enough. Yeah, we'll find something, and I know the people enjoy it when we debate, so we'll give the people what they like. Gets the people going. But as always, sir, it's great talking to you.
Same as well.
All right. See you on the next time.